Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is UFO Day around the world. Have you ever seen a UFO? Have you ever thought you've seen a UFO? There's all been thousands of reports over the years.
Well, UFO is unidentified flying object. Therefore, does not have to mean alien. I believe one time I did see something in Randolph County that I was like, that doesn't make sense.
What was it?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. It was just kind of hovering there. But this was far off. It could have been so far off that it just looked like it was hovering.
Did it look just like a circular disc, though? I mean, what was your, what time of day was it? Where?
Like, okay, it was evening. It was almost like a, just a round circle.
Okay.
It was weird. I don't know.
It's government drones.
There's a lot of weird things happening in Randolph County.
Weather balloons, so it was. That's what everybody's answer is, weather balloon. The Pentagon's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, which is an actual program, they've shut down most of the UFO, or they say they've shut down most of this UFO investigation stuff. But you remember about, it's just a couple of months ago, where they re-released this footage and audio from a couple of fighter pilots who had spotted these weird lights. And, it's not some guy in a gremlin driving out in the middle of the desert.
And yeah, saying, with his mullet and his wife beater on.
These are fighter pilots.
Yeah.
And they had the video, the audio. They talk about how they just disappeared at incredible speed and all this other kind of stuff. Still no explanation for that.
Did you ever see the one at the International Space Station where they were doing a walk around and the outside camera caught something in the Earth's atmosphere and they immediately cut away and said there was, quote, a loss of connection?
Oh, trying to hide the fact that they're up there communicating with the UFOs.
Do you think, because if there were UFOs in an alien sense, it would be a more advanced people, because we haven't been able to find another planet with life on it that to go explore. So they'd have to be able to travel farther than us and have, better technology. Do you think that exists?
When you consider the vastness of the universe and how many possible planets there are out there.
Isn't it hard to wrap your mind around infinite? Like, there's no ending to it.
So, you think that somewhere out there, there's got to be some other kind of life. It makes scientific sense.
I would hope so. It's sad to think that it's just us.
From a scientific point of view, if you want to look at it this way, I believe that, like I said, from a scientific point of view, the aliens are looking at us and just watching us grow up like, oh, look at them learning how to drive.
Do you think it's like Men in Black when we're in like marbles and the aliens flicking them?
That's deep.
Like it's a simulation and we're all in it and don't realize it.
What if, hold your hat here. We are atoms inside of another organism's cell. We're just so... You get what I'm talking about?
Oh, stop. No, I can't. No.
It starts to hurt your head.
Yeah, really does.
Dale.
We're the electrons.
I hear, though, the aliens have stopped the anal probe. They just found out there's nothing they can learn from
that's
up in
sad.
There.
I've been lied to then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.